Yeah. Ryan D always requests the best music. This is WMFO.
Yeah, shout out to Ryan.
Yes, we had some technical issues and he solved them from his car. So I got to tell you, the best DJ, you got to listen to the Music Savage Show on Friday mornings. That's what I don't like about this time slot is I don't get to see Ryan.
I know.
You never got up to see Ryan. I always got up to see Ryan.
I know, but I wish I could see Ryan.
Ryan D.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So here's DJ Carrot Stick dropping some fun facts about carrots.
Do you eat carrots before you drop some fun facts about carrots? Do you actually eat carrots?
No. Why would I eat carrots? My name is DJ Carrot Stick.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a little weird.
Okay.
My name is DJ Carrot Stick and I eat carrots.
Okay.
Okay. I don't eat carrots.
Do you eat carrots, DJ Lawnchair?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, great.
Do you eat carrots?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so here's a fun fact.
Fun fact.
Of all the vegetable crops in India that are considered to be economically important, the carrot is listed among the top 10.
Whoa.
Amazing.
What does that mean, DJ? Can you translate that for us, DJ Lawnchair?
No, I can't, because...
Why don't you get up close to the mic?
So basically all the big...
There you go. Let everybody hear your New England accent. Oh, that's so lazy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You got to get your... Yeah, get up there. There you go.
But then I can't lean back if I do that.
Okay. Well, this is work. This is work.
No, I just got out of work.
No, this is work.
Okay.
All right,
continue.
Sorry.
Did you know that baby carrots are... No, wait, hold on.
What?
No, sorry.
Baby carrots are used. You're going to break that thing.
Okay, wait. Baby carrots, hold on. This is kind of confusing. Baby carrots are usually considered as common and delicious snacks are actually rejected carrots.
Aww.
These baby carrots are nothing but normal carrots or normal size, but they did not have... uniform growth and were full of markings and deep grooves. The manufacturers take these ugly looking carrots, shape them and trim them to give them a pleasant appearance and sell them as baby carrots.
So they're all lies.
Yes.
All lies.
Have you ever noticed why baby carrots are perfectly smooth sometimes?
You know, it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Illuminati confirmed.
Yes. So if you have any carrot updates, we're actually live on Skype, DJ Carrot Stick. So you can actually talk to us via Skype. And you can also Instagram us. We're on Facebook. What else? Oh, you can call, but I don't know the phone number.
Okay, more carrot stuff.
Okay.
Carrot seeds are so small that 2,000 seeds can accumulate? Yeah, I think accumulate in a tablespoon. Whoa, that was unexpected. Thank you, Google.
I know, thank you, Google.
Okay.
Google
Since
University.
Carrot seeds are so tiny... They cannot be planted by putting them directly in the soil. Wind will simply blow them away. Wow, that's kind of tricky to say. Wind will simply blow them away.
How now, brown cow?
So, what's the way out? I don't know. Okay. That's it. Fun facts for now.
Yeah, we got to come up with trivia. Because people need to be getting their candy.
Yeah, and we need some carrot trivia.
Yeah. Hey, what do you want to play next? Oh, why don't you play You're Welcome because
no.
you... No. Okay, God. Why don't we fight on the radio?
No. Let's go back to Michael Jackson. Let's hear Bad.
Poor Michael Jackson. Bad.
Just show your face, throw the light. Shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
How do you feel about work?
Meh. Meh.
So are you going to get a job, do you think, besides your DJ job?
Meh.
It's something we all have to do.
Really?
Meh.
Yeah. Oh.
Meh. Unless it's a good job.
Oh, what's a good
I'm
job?
I'm not taking out the trash.
Have you ever told somebody to take this job and shove it?
I probably do on a daily basis, but... Not really.
Not verbally. What about?
Oh no, verbally. Just not to the right people.
Did you guys ever hear Starbucks? If the customers aren't that nice, they'll actually give you decaf instead of caffeinated coffee. I don't know what.
Why?
Because they're not being very nice to people.
Well, that's a little weird.
No, the customers. Yeah, that's what I heard. But I don't know if it's Starbucks. It's some chain. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who knows? They'll never admit to it.
Under a court of law. So I have a trivia question. God, I hope I didn't. Yes.
Is it a carrot?
No.
Is it a carrot one?
Yes, but there's something that gives carrots the color. We'll have to Google that because I don't. Stop rolling your eyes. So the trivia question is, what makes carrots not yellow but orange?
Yeah, DJ Carrot Stick.
Yeah. And while you're pondering that, let's listen to this.
Keep on warming.
just sailing on the higher ground.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I guess they were across the pond and they were doing a concert and the electricity wasn't working. So Flea had to do a bunch of handstands.
That's why.
Nobody cares.
Because he's a flea.
He's so cute. Okay, so the next song is Alice Cooper, and DJ Lawnchair is going to give us the lowdown on it.
Okay, the name of this song is called Inmates, but most people
probably... Is this mic on?
Yeah. You gotta get close.
I'm close. Okay. Close as I'm gonna be.
Okay.
The more common name that everybody might know the song, if you know it at all, it's called "We're All Crazy." It's from the Inside album. This is probably Alice Cooper's best work, if you ask me.
Really? Why?
I thought the whole album was one of those albums that I absolutely loved when I was younger.
How old?
I don't remember exactly, but you know, you either like Alice Cooper or you don't. But
yeah,
I'm one of those people that just is a huge Alice Cooper fan.
Did you ever see him in concert?
I have not.
All right, let's go. Let's hear it.
Church while the choir within sang religious songs. And it's not like we thought we was right. We just played with the wheels of a passenger train that cracked on the tracks one night. It's not like we ain't on the ball. We just talked to our shrinks. They talked to the shrinks. No wonder we're up the wall. Stupid or dumb, we're the lunatic fringe who rusted the hinge on Uncle Sam's daughters and sons. Are gone.
No!
We just dug up the graves where your relatives lay in Old Forest Lawn. And it's not like we don't know the score. We're the fragile elite. They dragged off the street. I guess they just couldn't take us no more.
Crazy, we're all crazy, we're The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Johnny Food Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
How's it going, dude?
Hey, man, what's up? Tell Todd he can turn the radio back on.
When you grab a hold of me, you tell me that I'll never be set free.
Sorry, y'all.
How's it going, dude?
Hey, man, what's up? Tell Todd he can turn the radio back on.
When you grab a hold of me, you tell me that I'll never be set free. But I'm a parasite. Creep and crawl, I step into the night.
buzzy buzzy bop, titty bop.
Yes, this is for you, Auntie Lunetta. Don't go over 65. I mean 55. You gotta hear Joe sing this.
And this is why we can't have good aliases.
Bye.
off with a one-legged plumber. The crops fell dead when the river bed went dry. My dog got squashed by a pickup truck. My son ran away and got hooked on drugs. My daughter's knocked up by the class of 85. People say that life is good. It don't seem good to me. I'm lost without a paddle, and I'm headed up Shit Creek. People say that life is fun, but I don't know why. As far as I can tell, life sucks, then you die. My mother's grave. A team of experts say it won't do her no harm. But my sheep went crazy and killed my mule. I cut off my dick with a power tool, fixing the hole where a meteor hit the barn. And it hurts her. People say that life is good, but I just piss and moan. On a banana peel, the other in the twilight zone. People say that life is fun, but I don't know why. As far as I can tell, life sucks, then you die. And blew the owner to hell. Now I'm sitting here in jail, singing this song. And one guy wants to cut me with a knife. Another guy wants me to be his wife. Hey! I wish they'd hang me before something really goes wrong. People say that life is good. Give thanks for what you have. There's nothing, nothing makes you glad. People say that life is fun, but I don't know why. As far as I can tell, life sucks, then you die.
So we have a winner from our trivia.
Trivia.
His name is John, and he's from Sudbury.
Yay, Sudbury.
Wow.
How did you even get the station out there in Sudbury, John? How?
Yeah, maybe you listened online.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening, and also...
Wow, that song. I haven't heard that song in a long time. That brings back some memories.
I bet.
Yeah.
Life sucks, and I mean, we're thoroughly depressed now. Tell us your memories of this song.
We're crazy and depressed.
Come on, The Fools, they were a classic Boston band. They played everywhere back in the day.
Really?
What day?
Where? I mean, where did
in
they...
In my day.
Where did they play?
Oh, I don't know, everywhere.
The Garden?
No.
Not that big.
I mean, are they still together?
You know, I don't know. I have no idea. I'd like to know that, because if they're still around, yeah, I would definitely go see them again.
Oh, watch them call.
Again?
How many times did you see these guys?
Oh, I've seen them a lot. I mean, they used to play all the clubs and stuff like that.
Wow.
Did they ever make it big?
I don't know. I don't think they ever made it that big. I think it was kind of a big in Boston thing.
Yeah.
Well, they probably should have.
Yeah.
So, moving on to the next song.
Yeah, let's hear about it. I hope it's a happy song.
Now, this is another band of mine that I've always liked for a long time, Squeeze.
Yeah.
And this is a fairly known song. It's not one of their more popular ones, but it is a fairly popular one. It's called Cool for Cats.
I hope it's happy, because it's
kind of upbeat.
Okay, it better be. I'm thinking there's some things going on here.
No. All right. There's nothing wrong with it.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I give a little muscle and I spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
Long time ago, where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I'd been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? you come from cutting I do?
With me, cross the seas, believe. Come on back to the light, and come on back with me tonight, and weed me out, weed me out of the crowd. You have to come down if you want to get high. Yeah, you have to come down if you want to get high. Yeah, yeah, mercy killing, but looking back.